Sinead Egan is here with, it says in the papers.
The arrest of Kinahan gang leader Liam Byrne in Spain is the top story for the Irish Times, the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror is the picture lead for the Irish Independent 2 this morning. The Irish Times writes that Dubliner Liam Byrne is expected to be extradited to Britain to face serious firearms charges after his arrest in Mallorca at what's described as a family reunion. Conor Lally writes that Liam Byrne's detention is seen as one of the most significant moves against cartel members or associates since the Kinahan Hutch feud began 8 years ago. Minister Simon Coveney is on the front page of the Irish Examiner in a long interview with political editor Elaine Loughlin. The Enterprise, Trade and Employment Minister puts to bed rumours that he will not run or will change constituencies in the next general election. He says he's loyal to those he has served in Cork South Central for the past 25 years and that he will not be part of an exodus from the party following a number of high-profile departures. The paper reports that Minister Coveney also stands by his insistence on a mandatory three-day wait period for women who have been cleared to access abortion services. Elsewhere on that front page, patient rang 999 before dying alone in hospital is the lead headline for the Examiner. It's above the story that a 78-year-old woman who died alone in hospital made a 999 call to Gardaí from her ward, asking them not to forget her. She then died from COVID. A report from the ombudsman to the woman's daughter says that the hospital acknowledges that your mother was alone when she passed away. It says, unfortunately, this can happen. The Irish Independent leads on a special report from Sean McCorrig and Robin Schiller, whose analysis of crime figures reveals that cities outside Dublin have recorded the highest spike in crime rates compared to pre-pandemic levels. They write that 252 out of a total of 564 Garda stations around the country witnessed higher crime levels in 2022 than before the pandemic, with 119 stations recording five-year peaks. There's analysis of the story across pages 4 and 5, including interviews with people and business owners affected by crime. Mark Hilliard has the story on the front of the Irish Times that the number of people suffering serious, often life-changing injuries in road crashes has tripled over the last 10 years, according to detailed figures from the Road Safety Authority. He also writes that this summer, the Department of Transport is expected to publish a review of speed limits, which could see the 50 km per hour default limit on urban roads cut to 30 and the 100 km per hour limit on country roads cut to 80. There's plenty of reaction to Holly Willoughby's return to This Morning yesterday. She, of course, began by asking viewers whether they were OK. Much is made of her decision to wear white. And in a story marked exclusive in the Irish Sun, This Morning insiders are quoted as saying that this is the only time Ms. Willoughby will ever speak about Philip Schofield and what happened, adding that she's incredibly angry and upset by his actions. And on page 14 of the Irish Independent, a leading sleep expert tells us that moving into separate bedrooms will improve your marriage rather than end it. Delivering a lecture at the Hay Festival, Professor Russell Foster, who's director of Oxford University's Sleep and Circadian Neuroscience Institute, urged long-suffering partners of snorers to do three things. Ditch the earplugs, make sure your beloved doesn't have obstructive sleep apnea, and if it does turn out to just be snoring, sleep in another place. He also said that dog owners have better quality sleep, not because they have a companion animal, but simply because they get out in the natural light first thing in the morning to take the dog for a walk.